get a real handle on what their management business strategy is. Uh-huh. How are they going to create value? How are they going to raise the next round of financing at a higher price? What do they need to do to get there? So, you know, if they're just treasure hunting, you're not going to make money.
Yeah.
When I talk to these companies, when you talk to them, I want to know what it is that they think they need to find to make this, or to make, what does a discovery look like where they're located?
Right.
In what country and what, you know, terrain, whatever, and business strategy. I mean, you know, before we were talking about the prospect generator model, right?
Right.
I like that model a lot because the odds of any individual prospect, virgin prospect, becoming a mine is something in the order of 1 in 10,000.
Right.
Right?
Brent Cook, Exploration Insights. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. Pretty busy at this show, but yeah, pretty good.
It is, yeah. So talk to me a little bit about the show first here. From other shows you've been on and you're around all the world, just talk to me the energy here. How's that been for you?
This is the third time I've been to Rick's show. Each time it's bigger. Kind of one of the special things about this show is that the quality of companies is generally really high, and the quality of attendees is quite high as well. I mean, there's people that are asking, you know, really technical questions, or no, you know, I'm learning a lot from the attendees just talking to them. So I like, it's good in that respect.
Yeah. So, you know, gold and silver specifically have had this run, and even copper have had this run since for about a year, and then it really corrected in January. Seems like we're settling down here. Talk a little bit about that. Where do you see just really the overall metals markets, both really specifically copper and gold and silver? Do you have an opinion on where those are? Are we settling down here? And then talk about some companies, just your evaluation, what you look for in evaluating some of the companies here.
Sure. You know, I listen to the experts. So these are not my ideas, right?
Right.
I just do geology.
Understood.
But, you know, it makes a lot of sense that we've got, you know, central banks buying gold. We got the world trying to distance itself from the U.S. and the president that's making this happen. So I think that is going to impact the dollar, which is the reciprocal of gold. So gold should continue, I think, over the next few years going up. Silver the same. Copper, the basic story there is we are not producing enough copper to fill the demand that is coming online with all the new technologies and such. So copper looks really strong to me going into the distance.
Yeah. So there's a lot of those companies, you talked about the macro there, there's a lot of those companies here that are poised to take advantage of that, and then there's a lot of companies, not really here, but there's just a lot of companies out there. What do you look for, and you're a geologist, what do you look for with those companies in the rocks, if you would, and yeah, what makes a good rock? Make sense?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I do a lot of field site business, right? And
right.
You go there and pick up the rock, and the first thing you do is look around, where am I? Am I next to a highway or am I in the middle of fucking nowhere?
Right.
What's it going to cost to get in here to test this thing, to get the drill rigs in? What's it going to cost to build it? And then what's in the rock? How am I going to get the metal out? Is it easy? Is it oxidized and we can, you know, heap leach it? Or is it refractory and we're going to need a big smelter to do it? Mm-hmm. And that comes down to, okay, so what's the grade and tons I'm going to need in this particular location to make this a deposit that is going to be good enough and big enough that this company, the junior company, doesn't have to build it.
Right.
Someone's going to buy it.
Right.
That's kind of what, that's how I think about it.
That's how you got to think about it too. And you know, Rob McEwen, who I have the highest amount of respect and admire, he had this saying, great is king, right? But how important is grade when you got gold north of $4,000 an ounce and silver north of $50 an ounce? I mean, a lot of projects make sense, right? Or is it?
On paper.
On paper.
On paper, yeah. And yeah. I think rather than grade as king, I go with margin as king. Because you can have a half a gram deposit that makes more money
right.
than a 10 gram deposit.
Right.
And there's a lot of mediocre deposits out there at, call it 2,500, 3,000 gold, right? A lot right. of mediocre deposits. When you put $5,000 into that, they produce a great NPV. But generally, those are still mediocre deposits because with the rise in the gold price or the metal price, your input costs have gone up quite a bit as well. So it's still really hard to find a good high margin deposit.
Right.
It's easier in some respects because the metal's higher, but it's still, they're few and far between.
Right. So what advice, if there's a one or two pieces of advice you would give to attendees here, or if just not even also here, just to our audience out there, when they're evaluating a company, what's the one or two things that you would give to them to look for? It could be the rocks, but it also could be a jurisdiction, but what would you tell to those people?
I think it's get a real handle on what their management business strategy is.
Uh-huh.
How are they gonna create value? How are they gonna raise the next round of financing at a higher price? What do they need to do to get there? So, you know, if they're just treasure hunting,
yeah,
you're not gonna make money.
Yeah.
When I talk to these companies, when you talk to them, I wanna know what it is that they think they need to find to make this, or to make, what does a discovery look like where they're located?
Right.
In what country and what, you know, terrain, whatever, and business strategy. I mean, you know, before we were talking about the prospect generator model, right?
Right.
I like that model a lot because the odds of any individual prospect, virgin prospect, becoming a mine is something in the order of 1 in 10,000.
Right.
Right? But you never know until you test it. And so a prospect generator comes up with the idea, does the initial work, and brings it to the point where, okay, we've got an interesting project, interesting idea. Now we need someone to come in and spend the big money to test it and see if it works.
Yeah.
And nine times out of 10, it's probably gonna fail. But the advantage with that is it didn't cost your company a dime. They didn't have to dilute your share, your holding.
Right.
You own the business model, not necessarily the project. So that's kind of the advantage.
Right. Speaking of prospect generators, there are several here. Are there a few of them, if you can name drop if you like, that stand out?
Well, one of the royalty companies, Origin, they've done a great job. I'm an advisor to two companies on the geologic side. One being Headwater Gold, who very smart guys doing grassroots exploration for high-level epithermal gold deposits in Nevada and Idaho. They've got three joint venture partners, major companies. I think they're spending $10 million on their behalf this year. The other one is Kincora Copper, which again, smart people. They're looking for porphyry coppers in Eastern Australia. And they've got Anglo putting money in exploring, you know, blind deposits. And they've got some things they're testing on their own. So, I mean, those are three that I'm aware of that are here that I know.
Yeah.
And I own shares in.
Excellent. Well, Brent, if people want to do business with you, how do they find you? How do they read about you? How do they buy your product? That sort of thing.
I used to write a newsletter called Exploration Insights.
Very familiar with it.
And Joe Mazumdar, who I think you know, is taking that over. And bar none, the best newsletter out there in terms of technical due diligence.
Exploration Insights, everyone.
And then myself, I work with a couple of funds. I do some consultancy to high net worth investors, and you can get hold of me through Exploration Insights as well.
Yeah, so find Brent on Exploration Insights, reach out to Joe. and also just see him out on the road, correct?
Yeah,
excellent. Well, Brent, it was great getting to know you and seeing you here, and I look forward to seeing you again maybe next year.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, appreciate it.